We'll be using the back of the bulletins in our message today, and I will give you feedback now, Nathan. I hear an echo. Maybe it's, do you hear an echo? Do you hear an echo? Keep talking, okay? Can you hear me now? Okay, is there still an echo now? Is that better? Okay. Today we take on the Herodian morality, and that's Tim's term. And we're going to deal with Herodias, you see in this story here, Herodias. You are probably familiar, or maybe you're not, with, I'll tell you a story about Shakespeare's Macbeth, because when I read this story about John the Baptist and Herod and Herodias and Salmi and the reincarnation thing that Herod thought was going on, it reminded me immediately of Macbeth. You know those famous lines that, and you've all heard this, at the beginning of Shakespeare's play about Macbeth, there's three witches on the moors of Scotland, and they say, double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. And they're on the moors, stirring up this big cauldron. They're throwing all kinds of eye of newt and leg of toad, and they put things into this cauldron. And Macbeth and Banquo, another general in the Scottish army, are happening by. And the witches call Macbeth over, and they say to Macbeth, you're destined to be king of Scotland. He wasn't king now. Duncan was king. And she says to Banquo, his companion, she said, you also are destined to greatness, and you're in fact going to succeed Macbeth to the throne of Scotland. So Macbeth writes a letter home to his wife, Lady Macbeth, a.k.a. Herodias. And Macbeth tells his wife what the witches had said to him, that he is to be the king of Scotland. The king presently of Scotland is named Duncan. And so Lady Macbeth, believing the witches and the prophecy, she says to Macbeth, here's how we're going to handle this. You're destined to be king. Those witches said so. Duncan is king now, so we got to get rid of him. I want you to invite Duncan over for dinner, the king. And Banquo, invite them both over. So they do. The Macbeths have Duncan over for supper. And Banquo was along. After supper, Duncan is asleep, safe, thinking he's safe. There's so much contemporary social issues that come off this story to me. Duncan, in the home of his guest or his host, thinking he's safe. John the Baptist in the bowels of Herod's castle, in the enclave of that castle. Both of them defenseless, both of them helpless. And while Duncan sleeps, Lady Macbeth gives Macbeth, her husband, a dagger, and she says, go in and kill him. So here's Duncan, Macbeth's king, a guest in his home. Macbeth goes in and stabs him to death. Macbeth goes in and stabs Banquo to death so that he can come into what the witches said he deserved, come into his own, so to speak. Totally cowardice act, and then it's multiplied because the next morning, Macbeth blames for the murders the chambermaids. Lays it on the chambermaids that they snuck in the bedrooms at night and killed these two people. So he has them put to death, covering all of his tracks. You know what happened? You know the story? You know that famous line? You've heard this over and over. Out, out, damn spot. Out, I say. You've heard that, right? Lady Macbeth, for the rest of her life,